faith, hope, and love abide, but the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians 13 and Mark's Gospel. The church is beginning to divide by the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians over spiritual gifts of individuals. Gifts of prophecy and tongues, knowledge, miracles, and gift of servanthood. Paul's first letter to the church in Corinth speaks about people of all areas of power, status, and wealth. Paul connects love and spiritual gifts to each other, saying, "Pursue love and strive for the spiritual gifts. All are important, but none qualify as the more excellent way." Love is the key. We are united by our baptism, divided by our personal agendas. In faithful living, we can share the gospel at work and play, not just at church. Power struggles of the new church are over disputes of which is truly the greatest gift. This text of correction is to a church struggling for identity. Is Paul telling the church all we need is love? Yes, the gifts of the Spirit are important, faith, hope, and love, but the gift without love is nothing. We want to know what gifts our pastor brings to a community, so we ask, what are the preacher's gifts or strengths? And yet for me, the questions are not about the ministry of the church, but about how God loves us and comes to us in the Christ to show love. I am called to love you and to teach you how to love the way Jesus loves us. The greatest of these, hope, faith, and love, is love. Our gospel is about loving God and loving our neighbor. Our purpose is not to compare gifts, but to love. Paul is scolding the church in Corinth because they are asking the wrong questions. What is the greatest gift? Paul is not talking about the romantic love we get so hung up on at weddings. When the romance is over, the way for survival is to know the love God has for us. The gifts of the Spirit are important, but they're not about making us great. They are about how great God is. The Spirit's gifts are about God and God's love. We cannot show the love God has for us by trying to be greater than everyone else. When we think the love Paul is describing is the romantic love one feels about another person, we miss the point completely. We strive for the great gifts of the Spirit, but we know it will be futile without love. The Spirit shares freely these gifts we all have. Love comes from God the Father, shown in kindness, mercy, and grace. God's grace and God's kindness and God's mercy are love. Together, we have all the gifts of the Spirit. Paul tells the church, if one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ and individual members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then gifts of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But strive for the greater gifts. And I will show you a still more excellent way. United, we can do all things. Individually, we all have the ability to have faith, hope, and love because of the Holy Spirit. Pursue love and strive for spiritual gifts. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. We are one body in Christ. Love one another as Christ first loved you. And know that God has opened the gate of God's love to us in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Loving Lord, you have showered your world with faith, hope, and love. Help us to be faithful to you, to offer hope to those in need, and to love all your children. Bring us together, united in love, to share the gifts of the Spirit, because you open the gate of Jesus Christ to all your children, so that all may have life eternal. Amen.